I'm Jason Carillo.
And I'm Chris Withers.
And we are Pucked in the Head. Something a little different for us here at Pucked in the Head. Chris and I are on location at 8 Rinks in Burnaby. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I am a little bit sobered, but quite well, thank you.
Yeah, sober. We are here to witness part of the longest game, the longest hockey game in history. Guinness Book of World Records attempt by 40 women from here in the Lower Mainland raising money for cystic fibrosis research. As I said, we're on location. Right, so we're going to have a little bit of background noise that might come in at some point, but it's worth it just to be here. First of all, the game is amazing.
It is. There's only one sub on the bench, and they're going for 4 hours at a time, these ladies.
How tired did those ladies look when we went over and talked to them earlier?
There was a face-off that I saw where nobody moved. Somebody flicked their stick, it went back between the defensemen, and everybody on the ice just kind of turned and looked at it. That's how tired they are. They're in day five right
day
now.
Day five already. So they're at 110 hours. Holy crap.
500 and... What was it? Some over 500 goals.
Yeah, well, 500 and something to 300 and something.
Yeah.
Right. So the white team's taking liberty with the red team. But now let's talk about some of the things that Scott, one of the husbands of the players, was talking to us earlier. Let's talk about some of the things he mentioned.
Okay, well, the reason that the white team is currently taking liberties with the red team is they have women who are out injured right now. One of them has a concussion and is insisting that she needs to come back onto the ice, even if she's just playing goal. She's concussed and insisting that she comes back.
Players are supposed to take 8-hour shifts and then have an 8-hour shift to rest.
Yes.
There are only 6 players per team at a time, okay? And once in a while, a player is supposed to take a 4-hour shift, right, in order to make all the numbers work.
Right.
Because there's only 40 of them.
Right.
Okay? Did I mention they're in the middle of playing more than 10 days consecutively? This is more than 10 days.
Yeah.
And they're in the middle of it right now. They're on day 5. They will actually break the record at 10 o'clock in the morning on
Monday.
On Monday, Labor Day.
That's right. And then they're going to keep playing. They're going to keep playing for an hour because that's going to make all the difference for the next guys who try this.
Well, apparently they have to break the record by a certain amount.
But also, Eva Markvert had a blog. She actually became quite a famous, as far as the cystic fibrosis community goes, representative of that particular disease with her blog, 65 Red Roses. So they want to beat the record by exactly 65 minutes in honor of her, and she's actually the face of the event and of the BC Transplant organization. Interesting fact, she was actually Miss New Westminster, died at the tender age of 25. A very tragic story, and there's more about that on Pucked in the Head website, which we will see very soon, as well as of course on the Longest Game for CF.
Huh, interesting.
Yes. So, okay. So, these ladies, there's 6 players, 6 skaters and a goalie at any one time.
Right.
So, they have one sub only.
Yeah.
So, it's understandable and why...
They're going for 4 hours at a time.
Sometimes. 4 hours at a time. Now, they play for 60 minutes run time. So, the clock is still running. The referee's not, because there's no penalties. There's nothing like that, right? So, I mean, basically, they're just playing constantly.
Yeah. Some of them had some jump out there.
One of the skaters at the last break had scored 15 goals during her shift.
Well, yeah, and that's interesting. She was actually, I understand, sponsored. She was getting a goal, a dollar or $2 or something like that per goal. And, so
everyone was feeding her.
Must have been.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just walking out of her way.
Okay, so they need to play. They play for 60 minutes. Then they get a 10-minute break, okay? So this is according to Guinness rules in order to qualify. All of this is on continuous time clock, or video.
Right.
Right, streaming video. So you can actually go to a website called livestream.com, and the tag is longest game for CF.
Right.
And you can watch the video right now, if as of right now when we are recording this, until Labor Day, that live stream will be up. And that has to be on. They have two cameras in case one of them goes down. One of them...
They have three, actually. They've got two that are set up to do the live streaming. And then they've got a third one, which is pointed through the glass with a digital clock in the frame, just in case all of the internet streaming goes down.
There you go. And all of this needs to be tickety-boo in order for Guinness to validate that it's a record. So as of right now, they are over $100,000 raised. And
awesome.
Yes, and this is... an incredible, incredible cause. We were just introduced, the reason you said sobered earlier, we were just introduced to some of the things that cystic fibrosis people go through in order to manage their illness. Yeah. And holy hell, I was going to cry.
There's a quite amazing display that they've got here, and if you're listening to this and you're in Vancouver, come on down at some point and just check out what these people who have cystic fibrosis have to go through. You know, 6, 7, 10 injections a day to fight this disease.
It is absolutely mind-boggling. So not only do they have the hockey game, which is amazing, come down and cheer on the ladies. They've also got some incredible information about CF. They've also got a whole bunch of auctions, the silent auctions that you can bid on. The last thing I would like to say is Chris... and I have donated, we put together our measly wallets and meager wallets, and we've donated $60 to the cause. We challenge all of our hockey tweeps. If you're a Canucks fan, a Bruins fan, an Avs fan, I don't care. If you're a human, we challenge you to match our donation, and please go to the website. That's the longest game. The number 4cf.com, and pick one of the ladies on the roster and sponsor her, or just make it.
Just make give it, some money and help out for cystic fibrosis.
It is an absolutely outstanding event, and helping out some really amazing people. So there we go. Pucked in the Head, on location at the longest game for CF at 8 rinks.
It's been a pleasure to be here, Jason. Thank you.
Let me speak plain. I've got to sit and wait for my mouth to catch up to my brain. Time is spinning clockwise down the drain. Come back to me soon, because I'll soon be out of range. I'm feeling able as Cain. I only take these for pain. Broke out of rehab just like Ahab in that book by Mark Twain. Don't you worry, see you back here again. I don't mean to complain, but it's familiar terrain. I'm firing melon balls from cannons on the Spanish Main, but I'm alright. It's just a red wine stain. It's all too normal now, where once it seemed so strange. Time for a construction crane, and I'm tearing up the rules to the game. Now the moon's on the wane, I'm feeling slightly more sane. I'm riding shotgun with my stuntman, and we're ready for fame, but I'm losing.
That sound is one that every Canadian loves. It's the sound of a Zamboni, or is it? It's an ice cleaning machine. May or may not be from the Zamboni Corporation, but it is an ice cleaning machine. We Canadians, well, for us, this is kind of like listening to crickets in the middle of the night. It's kind of like listening to your lover saying thank you and I love you in the middle of a rather romantic moment. It's quite frankly what we live for. It's lovely. It's wonderful. It's outstanding. It's a Zamboni. That amazing machine with boiling water pouring out of it onto a sheet of ice. Frankly, it passed within just mere meters of me, and right now I think I may have sprung wood. It's something I'm not proud of, but yet I am. It's a Zamboni, ladies and gentlemen. A Zamboni.